T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Let me get to my guest. We've been waiting on her. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, former press secretary for the president, joining us this morning. And welcome back to the show, Sarah.
Thank you, and good morning. It's great to be with you.
Yeah, it is great to have you on again. You know, I remember 4 years ago having you in my studio when you were on the road working for then candidate Trump to get him elected. And, you know, that there we were again with all of the media folks telling us he doesn't have a chance. And here we are again 4 years later. We find ourselves in the same situation if you watch the lamestream media.
Yeah, but I think one of the big differences this time is now the president has a record to run on. He's had an extremely successful 4 years in office, and he's got a great story to tell. And I think that the American people are paying attention, and the contrast between these two candidates could not be more clear or more stark. And I am loving what I'm seeing as I've traveled around the country over the last several days. There's so much energy and enthusiasm for this president, and there's only doom and gloom for the other side.
Boy.
And I think that's a great contrast. And again, this president now has a extremely powerful record of accomplishment to talk about and to run on. And you compare that to the 47 years of failure of Joe Biden and nothing really to show for it as having a lifetime in politics.
And Sarah, just a few minutes ago, those GDP numbers that came out, 33.1% growth in the last quarter. I mean, that's stunning.
It is, and I think that it is a great reminder to everybody what this president has been able to do for our economy. And he hasn't just done things that help one sector of the American population, but everybody has done better under this president. We've had, you know, historically low unemployment for Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, African Americans, disabled Americans. Everyone is doing better under this president due to historic tax cuts, deregulation, historic trade deals that have really impacted the American worker in a positive way. And you compare that to the failures of Joe Biden and the Obama administration and how this president has pulled us up economically. And again, the contrast could not be more clear on that front. And as we come out of this pandemic, we need somebody who knows how to build a strong economy. And that is more important now than it ever has been.
Yeah, well, it's also important here in Missouri. And I appreciate what you're doing because you're going to be traveling around with our governor, Mike Parson, including a stop out here in St. Peter's at Arrowhead Building Supply on Saturday morning, correct?
That's right. Saturday morning at 10 a.m., we will be out there with the Mike Works bus tour. I have had the opportunity to get to know Governor Parson and his wife, and they are truly wonderful people who love this country, love the people of their state, and are working hard and fighting hard every single day to make sure that the people in Missouri have all of the opportunities that matter in this country. And they are just spectacular people, and I'm really excited to join them on the bus tour for a couple of stops and looking forward to being with them on Saturday morning.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you. Can't wait to see you again. I'm planning on being out there 10 a.m. Arrowhead Building Supply. What they're asking you to do is to go to MikeParson.com or you can even find it on Facebook and register. It's free, but they're trying to get an idea how many people are coming, so they're trying to get people to register. You know, Sarah, I was looking at your book that you put out after you left the White House, Speaking for Myself. One of the things you talk about in there is fighting against the liberal mob and the forces that are out to destroy us. Part of that is the mainstream media. And, you know, we've seen no better example of that than what's going on with this story about Hunter Biden.
It's truly astonishing that they have decided to just completely ignore the amount of corruption that has clearly taken place with Hunter Biden, and from all that we can tell, that Joe Biden was very aware and very much a part of what was taking place. If nothing else, they owe it to the American people to at least investigate and report on the information that is out there. I mean, if you can only imagine how much coverage this would get if this was our current president and one of his children, it would be wall to wall, nonstop. And yet when it's Joe Biden and his son, it's completely ignored. And I think it just shows you the hypocrisy of the media and the reason that they've lost all their credibility over the last several years.
Yeah. Well, you know that firsthand because you had to stand there and deal with Jim Acosta on a daily basis. What are you happy as you've ever been to be out of that situation?
I absolutely loved my time at the White House. I love the president. I'm proud of what he's done for the country, and it's why I'm out on the campaign trail over the next several days leading into the home stretch, campaigning for the president and people like Governor Parson, because we need them to stay in office. We need good people in the fight, and it's never been more important for us to come together and to make sure that we get out and make sure our voices are heard at the ballot box. And that's why I'm coming to Missouri, and I look forward to being there on Saturday.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you, Sarah. Thanks for continuing to fight the good fight.
Absolutely, and I look forward to seeing you as well in person at that event on Saturday. So thanks so much for having me, and I'll see you in a couple days.
Hey, it's our pleasure. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, former White House press secretary. Her book is Speaking for Myself. You can still find it on Amazon and all that good stuff, speakingformyself.com. Can't wait to see her. 10 a.m., Arrowhead Building Supply with the governor on Saturday morning.
Get more at 971talk.com.